her on the top or give her on the face, basically. Yeah. So Yitzchak Bar Istia Omar Rish, Rish Ben Lakish Bari. He says, Rish Lakish asked a question like this. Why don't we say, I mean, look, you've now explained that Anusas Aviv is not listed in the Mishnah because you cannot find the case in which it would fit into Achotoshi, Yivinto, Chalatzev Aviv Mityabel, which he was Atsur Lezeh Mutar Lezeh. And Asur Lezeh Mutar Lezeh, and that was the why it is that Rebbe said that Levi Bar Susia was an idiot. So he says like this. Rish Lakish asks, why can't you say Nisne, correct your say is Nisne, Sheshes Rei Nashim, Chalutza Poteret Tzaratza. What we could say is that there are 16 women in which if one of the brothers does chalitza his yavam, and he goes back and he goes and he's remakadosh, that in that case, since she's on the asura, on the cholates with an israelah of shuv lo yivneh, which according to Rashi we called an asay, that's what I was going to tell you before, so maybe my folks Rashi does this. But we'll get back to it in the Gemara. But she certainly does know it's a chorus over here. So then why don't we say that in that case, the second marriage was a good marriage, Kedushin of Tosimba, and now if Reuven dies, leaving another woman, and he doesn't have any children, so now when they fall to the other brothers, Le'yibu, if the Chalutza is Asura on the other brothers with Chorus, because that's Rish Lakish Hashit, as we'll see, because she, Rish Lakish tells you, Shere Shitzach was there. So now the Tzara is also Turim and Ayibim and Achalutza, because it's Tzara's Erva, we now have a 16th case. You listed in the mission the case of Eishes Achiv Shalhaya Balama, right? This is another case of an Eishes Ach, a permanent Eishes Ach. An Eishes Ach, where it was Hoya Ba'alamai, but where one of the other brothers did the Yibam or the Chalitza, which now, according to Rish Lakish, becomes an Isher Eishes Ach. So now we have 16 women that part to their Chalitza, the part to their Tzorim and a Chalitza. Perfect. So why don't we have that case? Omer Rabbi Yaakov de Romaya, Kamei Rabbi Yosef, V'loma lo teninata. You know something? It's actually, why can't we say in the Mishnah that she's Petura began Rabbi Akiva? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Yesh Mabzer B'chalutza. So he would hold that Ein Akinami, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kiddushin that would be Taifis in the first place. See what it's doing to today's Gemara? It's unbelievable. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kiddushin that would be Taifis on the other brothers who take the Chalutza. So what would be the point of saying that she falls, How should it fall, right? Since according to Rabbi Akiva holds that there would be a mamzer from a chalutza because it's an israelav and kedushin is not tefes be israelav, so it's not tefes be israelav, then obviously she doesn't pop at the tzora. There was never any marriage. It's not, there's no yibum. There's no marriage. So what are we discussing?
The guy who did the chalitza, but on all the brothers as well.
Forget that. Even the guy who did the chalitza, you also agree there's an israelav. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. So if you hold a Rabbi Akiva, it means that they were never married. He goes back and he takes her. So now if he dies, well, I need the Mishnah to tell me, and she is an Erevah and Patras the Tzorah. She's not a Chalut, she's not a Yavama. B'chlal. She's not a guy he was shacking up with. What does that have to do with you? According to Rabbi Akiva, there was no marriage.
Then there wouldn't be an Isra.
What's that?
If there wasn't a marriage, would there be an Isra on the other
brother? There's an Isra from the first brother, remember. That's not Nogad. She'll never fall to Yavama. You're trying to create a case, I'll leave it to Rish Lakish, and based on today's sheet of Rish Lakish that we spoke about, Rish Lakish holds that the other brothers are Asur, but he's not. On him, I mean, he is, but he doesn't have any Isur cards. So on him, even Rish Lakish was made up, that we do not reconstruct the Isur of Eishes Ach to the brother who did the Chalitza, right? So then according to Rish Lakish, there's another case in the Mishnah that could have been said. Which we had this question yesterday in the Gemara. Rav Yochanan says it's not a problem because, I mean, Lashita sees it's not a problem. No, that was basically what he was saying. According to you, we have the Lefishena Betzara Surah, you know. According to you, that's the way you would deal with it. According to me, the way I deal with it is actually it's not an error. I mean, well, there's nothing to discuss. Here, we have a completely different approach, in which the reason that we say that there's no point in mentioning it is because then it would involve us in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that an Isser Lav is not a marriage, and therefore she doesn't fall to Yiva. That's the Gemara. What kind of answer is that? So then, Nitnina Rabbana? I mean, we don't pass that Rabbi Akiva. We pass that Rabbana. Why, all of a sudden, we keep the case out of the Mishnah because of the shita of Rabbi Akiva? Yes, because lo atina nite lebinu dechalamim budibehen. Indeed, in the Mishnah, b'machlokes, anything that is b'pluta lokatani, anything that's a machlokes, Rabbi didn't include. Since this case would be a machlokes, because alibid Rabbi Akiva, there's no marriage, and therefore there would be no ptur of the tzara, because there's nothing. So memela, I'm not going to list this case. You're going back to the original assumption that the Gemara made, that according to Rebbe, the Pluta Lokamai. So now, if that's the case, now it comes out that Yitzchak Bar Astia is ending up saying like Rabbani. What Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Astia said, that Reish Lakish had this problem, that it should say that a chalutz is poter sarasa, because she asks with an Isser Kores, that is exactly the shita of Rabbi Ami, as we're about to see. Because Rabbi Yosef Omar, it's palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, again, today's sugya. Rabbi Yochanan holds, hu eno chayav ala chalutza, but ha'achim chayavin ala chalutza. The one who was chayav to be a vimto, and now he's chayav zeruba, le'ar. So he was valin al chayav, so is there a shesach, right? Because the yisr was taken off. But the achim are chayavim ala chalutza. If they didn't do the chalutza, then they are chayav mishum eshesach. And benu, ben achim, are chayavim ala tzara. This is an inversion of the shitas. Here, Rabbi Yochanan ends up saying what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish ben, Reish ben Lakish omar, ben hu, there's no fear of course. Once the brother dies, the whole thing is removed. And Rav Ami says, you got it all backwards, my dear Rav Yosef. It's mitlif shmuata, boy, it's the other way around. Rav Yochanan is the one, as we see in the Bavli, who holds that the death removes the Yisr Veshasach from all of the brothers, whether he's the chaylitz or whether he's not the chaylitz, there's no Isser Veshesach. And furthermore, the others' wives, the tzarot, are also not included in the Isser, because there was that window in which they all could have been the Yavama. And once there's a window, well, there was no way to restore the Isser Veshesach. So now it comes out that what you just said in Yitzchak Bar Asatia, you were going like Rabbanu. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Asatia said that Reish Lakish had a question as to why we don't list the case of Chalutza in the Mishnah as a 16th case, which is only a question if Reish Lakish holds that a Chalutza patters, because she's over and it's her karmas. But if the way Rabbi Ami was bringing now, Rabbi Yosef is bringing Reish Lakish holds that there is no Isser Kores, in which case there's no 16th case for the simple reason that she does not pater the tzara because she's a normal wife. So you certainly need chalitza, you may not need yibum because, I mean, she was a big no-no, but certainly there's no ptur min yibum in a chalitza. So apparently your understanding of Achlokas and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was similar to the Rabbani, and that's similar to the way we have it in the Bavli, and that is explains the difference in approaches. So Rabbani is Machlok Veshita. Omar Rabbi Zira Kamei Rabbi Yosef. Well, Rabbani Machlok Shmuasa. Rabbani, Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yosef, the way you said it is reversed according to Rabbani. So Ella Deon Deon is Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, There are shitas we find often in the Gemara, right? That said it's Amaroi Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. There were two, Trey Amaroi Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. There were different shitas in what Rabbi Yochanan held, which is the source of this confusion, and therefore Rabbi Reish Lakish was always saying the inverse, according to that Madian. The Afilu, let's say, Afilu Tomar, Deon Deon Isle de Rabbi Yochanan. So, are you going to say, Deon Deon Isle de Rabbi Ben Lakish? Have you ever seen in the Gemara, Trey Amaroi Aliba de Reish Lakish? Trayam Arroyo, Libra Rabbi Yochanan, happened all the time. At an enormous yeshiva, everybody was arguing about what he said and so on. It's awfully strange that Reish Lakish managed to also get confused. His shita has gotten confused. The whole thing was inverted. How do you explain that? Somebody's really messing up over here. Now, Milta de Yitzchak Bar Yisitaya, Misayel Rabbani, since Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yisitaya reports that Aliva de Reish Lakish, we ask why we don't have the 16th case. That's a raya that the correct girsa is Rabbani. And if we're not talking about Trey Amoroi Aliba, then we have to decide which is true. Only one is true? Which one do you think is true? We have corroborative evidence from Yitzchak Bar Yisitaya that the correct girsa is Rabbani's girsa. Because he independently said that there was a question raised by Reish Lakish as to why there's no 16th case in the Mishnah. The 16th case being that a Yevama now who was married illicitly to the brother who did the Chalitza paters the Tzar, which according to Rav Yosef is not what Reish Lakish holds. Rav Yosef said Reish Lakish holds does not pater the Tzar. So we see clearly that Rav Yosef's girsa Reish Lakish is wrong. This is we basically have two sources for the girsa we have in the Bavli, and we should assume the other girsa is wrong. But the truth is that Mileon de Rabbonin, we're going to see, however, right now, that there are other Rabbonin who actually prove that Rabbi Yosef's girsa is right, at least in Rabbi Yochanan, and that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a chiyuv koras on the other brothers. What am I referring to when I talk about the Rabbonin? I'm referring to Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Ab. The Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Ba, both of them quoting Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that HaKol Modim Bitzara Shu Chayav. Actually, whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, they both agree that the Tzara that didn't get the Chalitza, that didn't get the Yibun, there for sure there remains in Yishrei Shesach, not the way we have it in our Gemara today and yesterday, that the Machlokas is both the Gabi the Tzara and the Gabi the Ach. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah Shita, Rabbi Yochanan is also of the opinion, just like Rabbi Reish Lakish is, that the other Tzarot, who were not the ones who got the Yibum, they certainly remain Aser in terms of the Yisrei Shesach of the first marriage. And therefore, whether the Choletz takes now one of those other wives, or whether one of the other brother takes one of the other wives, it's a true erva, and he would be chayav karas. Ma pligin, you know what their machlokas is. The machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is only about the chalutza herself. That Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hu eino chayav ala chalutza," but the achim are chayavim ala chalutza. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, even the other achim are not. Okay, now whose shita is that in the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yosef's shita, the opposite of the Bavli's approach, according to which Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the Chalutza, and only the Chalutza over there is Muteras, and only the brother who did the Chalitza is not Chayiv Karas, but the other brothers are, whereas according to Reish Lakish, the other brothers are not Chayiv the Karas, okay? So, we have now a raya to the girsa of Rabbani from the first approach, and a raya to the girsa of Rabbi Yosef from the second approach, from Rabbi Yirmiyah's approach. So, Mileim Derabbana, from the words of the following Amoraim, we can prove, Amrei, that Chalitza is potter, that the Chalitza is not continued to be considered to be a type of kinyan with all of the implications that that kinyan would have for her future. It's only a patas, or it's a patur. The truth is, it's a new sugya. Maybe we shouldn't tell what we're holding about it. Yeah, it's a good. All right. Yeah, so here we are on Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Mileim de Rabbanan Amri Chalitza is a patur. Following Rabbanan make it very clear that when somebody does Chalitza, he is not making a kinyan. He's pottering a woman from Yibo. Okay, and I'm going to show you how. Because Shimon Bar Abba asked Rabbi Yochanan, explain to me the difference between a choletz and a megarej. Later on it says, in the perek that has built on this case, a choletz liyavimto, a guy who does chalitza now goes ahead and finds that the sister of the woman to whom he gives chalitza is falling to him from another brother, b'yibum. Because his brother went ahead and married the sister of the woman that he had given to chalitza to. The halacha is that he does chalitza, but he can't be miyabing her, because he had already given chalitza to her sister, which created a level of relationship between the two of them, which does not allow him to marry her, because she is achot chalutzato. However, if a man divorces his wife now, and his brother goes ahead and marries the sister of his wife and dies, and now he finds that the woman that's falling to him is the sister of his wife, there is no chalitza. There's no yibum, there's nothing. Because she is a real sister of his wife, and a wife, as long as she's alive, even if she's divorced, is still asers her sister as a real diraisa erva, exactly as if you were married simultaneously to her. Comes along Rav Shimon Bar Abba and asks Rav Yochanan, explain the difference to me. Why isn't an archot chalutzato ptura from chalitza? Why does he need to do chalitza? Why isn't she the same as archot grushato? Okay? To which Rabbi Yochanan replied, Omar Le, your question doesn't even make sense. I don't know what you're talking about. You apparently are predicating your question on an assumption. Atas savur chalitza kinyan? Is that what you think? When somebody does chalitza, he's basically making a kinyan d'oraisa on this woman, and therefore she now becomes usher in all of her relatives. Because now she's an Isha Obita, or Isha Vachota. That's what you're thinking. That a choletzes is a wife of a kind. That's what you think. It's a type of kinyan to usher her relatives on him, and therefore be the equivalent of gerishin. Now there is such a shita. Rabbi Akiva holds such a shita. His raya is for the posik. It says, Beit Chalutza Na'al. Why call it Beit? Unless there's a bayit. But a bayit is only defined as a kinyan, a relationship to a woman. Satanis Rabbi Akiva, it says Beit Chalutza Na'al. That means that in fact they were married on some level. So that she's like a grusha. In which case, if her sister falls, then ain't a chinami. So if that's the case, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Comes on Rabbi Yochanan and says, I see that you are assuming that a chalitza indeed is a kinyan, like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore you're saying it should be the same, right? It should be the same as grusha. Eina ela ptur. A chalitza is not considered to be a kinyan. All it is a cancellation of zika, and therefore does not create a new relationship with the brother to make her sister the equivalent of achot isha. So there are certain levels of relationship that we were koveya, that he is asura in her krovim, but not the pater from chalitza. It only asers about yibum. So he treats her partially like a wife, therefore he can't marry her sister, but he can't simply walk away from a yibum of her sister. He needs to do chalitza. Ein ha'achim chayavin aleha mishum ishto shel choletz. So the chalutza is not considered to be, vis-a-vis the other brothers, a wife of a brother because he did chalitza. So therefore, if they would go ahead now, after chalitza, and marry her, they are not considered to be over on eshet ach because of the chalitz. They are chayev, however, mishum, chayev an alo mishum ishto shel meit. Since, this again is the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which is the opposite of our Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which we said was a machlokas between Rabbi Yosa. Remember, we had two approaches to Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. Two Tanoim Alim to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi, what we have is Rish Lakish's Shita, that she's Asura to all of the brothers, even though there was a window of opportunity to be Megara, to be Miyabimer. So here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Shita, and is saying that even though she's not a wife to Asa, the brothers, because of his marriage, they do remain Asurim because of the original marriage. So since only one of the brothers did chalitza and the others didn't, they are all still asur on her from the original marriage. Rabbi Yudin also asked a question on this. Kumod amar bein hu bein ha'achin inan chayavina la chalitza v'chayavina la tzara. How about according to the Mandiyama, whoever that was, which we saw there were two opinions who that was, who holds that it doesn't matter whether this brother is the choletz or whether he's not the choletz, there is never a chiyav of koris on an eshes ach who died that left his wife to yibum. There's only an iser lav of kiven de lo banah shuv lo yivneh. He can't now turn around and decide to take her. And the same thing is true about the tzorah. It's the same. Once there's a chiyav of a koris, so then that is never removed by the nefil layibah. So according to that, nechu, it makes sense to say that hu eino chayav ala chalutza, shekra nira liftorba. So as far as the chalitz is concerned himself, he wouldn't be chayav because he already was the one that was going to do the yibah mechalitza. He ended up doing chalitza. So fine, the Yisra Yishazach is gone. All that's left is the Yisra of Kima de Lobana, Shuv lo Yivneh. The Chayav ala Tzara, but as far as the other women that were married, where he did not do a Mais of Chalitza, and therefore never felt him, so to speak, to Yibum, because it turned out that the Yibum was done by this other woman, the Chalitza was done by this other woman, so Legabe de Tzara, he ought to be Chayav, Shlo Nira Liftorba. The Achim, the other brothers, who didn't do the chalitza, ma bein chalutza etzlo, ma bein tzara etzlo. As far as the other brothers are concerned, who didn't do a ma'aseh of chalitza, why would there be a difference to them between the chalutza that is unrelated to them and the other tzarot that was unrelated to all of them? They're all basically in the same boat, and therefore they would be chayev on eshet ach, not just chayev on this lav. Chazar v'amar, therefore, came Rav Yudin and said, "In at yodat mishum ma at mechayvo, im mishum ishto shel choletz, im mishum ishto shel meit." As we say later on, then in a case where she was mityabemet to one of the brothers, so over there for sure the eshes ach of the mate is poka, because now she's the eshes amiyabim. And therefore, so he thought the same thing is true about chalitza, and that chalitza is a kinyan, and that therefore she's the ishto shel choletz, in which case now there's an iser eshes ach on him because of the chalitza, but not an iser eshes ach from the first brother, because the first brother's marriage has now been subsumed by the second brother's marriage, either in Yibam or Chalitza, as Rabbi Yudin thought. Then it makes sense. It's exactly the same situation either way. So the only difference is that if it's Chalitza, then he doesn't keep her as a wife. And if it's Yibam, he keeps her as a wife. But there's always that marriage that comes that subsumes his brother's marriage. And now there's no Yisrael Shesach of the Mace. But the only reason that the Achim are not Osir on the Chalitza Mamish as Ishto Shal Ha'ach Hasheni is because he didn't really consummate the marriage. So therefore they remain usher with the lav. But the tzara, since no maaser at all was done to remove the Isra'ishas Ach, that is the explanation of the difference. That Sara, indeed, in other words, the kasha was, why is there any difference between the Tsara's, as far as the brothers are concerned, and he is concerned, and the one who got the chalitza? He's saying, I understand if a guy does chalitza, so then to him there's a difference. Right? But as far as the other brothers are concerned, the chalutza and the tzara is exactly the same. If you're ready to tell me that they are chayavot on the tzara, why are they not chayavot on the chalutza? The answer is that since the chalitza, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said, that since the chalitza is a mini yibum, in the same way that if a guy had done yibum and another brother now marries her, what would he be chayav on? Eishes ach from which brother? The first or the second? The second brother. The first eishes ach was poka because it was removed by the act of yibum. That's true about chalitza.
But was it poka for the tzorot as well?
From Joe, it was poka from her.
From her, but not from the tzorot.
Not from the tzorot. I accept that. But the state of the pikiyah is true whether it's vis-a-vis him or vis-a-vis the other brothers. The difference is that for him, he's married to her, and for the other brother is married to her, and therefore they can't be. But in terms of their relationship to the first brother, there's no more relationship to the first brother, not to him and not to any of the other brothers, right? Because obviously, had he done yibum, we understand that another brother would have slept with her, would not have been over on the first brother's Eishasach, would be over on the second brother's Eishasach.
It's the same situation.
Therefore, time is reviewed, and that's true about chalitza as well. So you'll say, if that's true about chalitza, that it removes the iser of Eishasach, what's the iser? The iser that's left is only the Shuv Lo Yivneh, because he didn't create a new iser of Eishasach, because he didn't marry her. So the original Eishasach is removed. There's no complete ishus over here because he never married her. And that explains this middle shita. So that vis-a-vis the tzorais, they're all asurites, because we never took off the ishusah. In terms of
the first brother,
and as far as she is concerned, we did remove the ishusah. And we substituted the yisr of lo yivneh on them. To which Rabbi Yossi says, absolutely not. That is not the explanation. Because that explanation assumes that a chalitza is a mini yibum. That the chalitza achieves a kinyan that removes the marriage of the first brother. That's just the second example. That's what we're saying, that the deus of the following Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan the first one, Rabbi Yossi over here, both of them make it very clear that chalitza does not work as a kinyan. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says to Matzavur Chalitza Kinyan, what are you saying over here? That the Chalitzas continue to be a Kinyan, and therefore the Chalitza makes her the wife of the Chalitz and not the wife of the first brother. That's basically what you're saying. And therefore we can be Machalic between the Yisr of the Tzora, who was a Surah from the first brother, and the Yisr of the Chalitza, who is only us for the semi-marriage of the second brother. That's nonsense. Eina ela p'tur. Chalitza is not a kinyan, it's a p'tur. And eina achin chayavin alea mishum ishto shel choleitz. That's true, because he never married her. But he also never removed the yisra b'eishes ach. Aval chayavin alea mishum ishto shel meit. In fact, they do remain asurot because of the marriage of the first brother in the case of one of the brothers was choleitz. And therefore it is not true, there is no kinyan whatsoever, there's only a p'tur. The chalitza is considered to be a p'tur, but she's still the ishto shel meis. In which case, we get back to the original question. So if that's the case, if the achim did no ma'aseh in the chalutza at all, what took off the lav from the achim, the original lav? They should all be aser, mishum eishes ach. Enochinami, says Rabbi Yossi, I don't know why they wouldn't be. But it certainly can't be that the Chalitza removed it.
The pecking order is the same? Is it the oldest son gets...
We didn't get the pecking orders yet.
It would seem like it would have a lot made between the two positions.
It does, but we talk about it later on in the Gemara when we get to it. Rav Yudin boy, Kuman di Yomer, Rav Yudin asked like this. According to the man, the Yomer holds that Hakol Modim Bitzara Shuhu Chayav. That this was the Machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We don't want to say who said what because we had the two Girsos. But whoever it was that said that everybody, whether it's the Choleitz or it's the other brothers, they're all going to be Chayav on the Tzara from Kores, from the original marriage. And it's only on the Chalutza that we say that Shuv Lo Yivneh, but on the Tzara there was never a removal. So then, in a case where there were two Yevamot, so only one of them now is the one who goes through this, obviously only one gets Yivum or Chalitza. So the one that he was Cholot, from Miyabim, we now say she was the one that was the Yevama, not the Tzarot. So we look at it as if it was Igloi Milsalam Afreya, she's the one that wasn't the Eshet Ta'ach, and the other ones now are. There was never a heter on the Tzara from the Yisra Eshet Ta'ach. And that's why we don't see it as a window that now gets reshut. It doesn't get reshut. We now discover that it was never opened, is the way we look at it. The one that does the Yibum is the only one that had that right to marry as an Eshet Ta'ach. The one that doesn't, now is clear to us, was never destined to be anything but the Eshet Ach Shel Hamet, right? So now my question is like this. Kidesh Echad Min Ashuk Et Echad Mehem. Let's say that when somebody dies without children, and he has more than one wife, somebody now from the market, unrelated, he's in the Shidduch market, he's not in the Yibum market, so he goes ahead and he is Makadesh, one of the wives, okay? Comes along the Yavam, and he does the Chalitza to that same woman. Or he does Yibum from that same woman. It now turns out that that woman, now that we understand it to be a retroactive function, in which whoever ends up getting the Yibum is the one that was his wife, and whoever doesn't is the one who is the Eshet Hameis wife.
Brera?
It's a type of Brera. It seems to be based on Brera. So then what we should say is that Nifku'u Mimena Kiddushin. Since it turns out that this one that was Zakuka, she is the Yavam Alashuk. And she is the one, since the Yavam Alashuk we just had in today's Gemara, ain't of Simba Kiddushin, because of Lotiyeh. Lotiyeh means zero havaya, no kiddushin. So it's not that all of the women are yevamot l'shuk and there's no kiddushin. The woman who ends up being the yevama, there's no kiddushin. The other tzareis are just regular almanot. So they, the kiddushin would be chal. But if it turns out now that the particular woman, that this guy that was unrelated went ahead and was makadosher, that's the one that is chosen for the Chalitza, or for the Yibum. That should retroactively cancel the Kiddushin of the guy who went ahead and took her. Whereas Cholatz Lechaverta, on the other hand, if he had chosen another Tzara to do Chalitza on, or to do Yibum on, or Baalea, or he actually did Yibum, so then Lemafreya, it now is clear that the Kiddushin of this guy was to a woman who was not a Yavama. And therefore his kedushin should be chal. And we should not say that the meaning of lo tiyeh ish nameh pachutza le'izar is any and all wives of a mate will never be able to have kedushin until we remove the zika through the chalitza or yibam of one of them. Actually, it should be retroactive, and we should say that we'll find out whether it was a kedushin or not. It depends who ends up getting the chalitza or the yibam. But it's not that it's a blanket statement that if you go ahead and are Mekadosh a woman that has no relationship to you but happens to be Zekuka Le'ibum together with another 20 women in the same family, that therefore she's definitely not married to you. So we should say, Lemafreya Cholo Le'a Kedushin. In this case, Kedushin would be Tefsim. Now that's very strange because the Maisa, wherever it mentions Yevam Alashuk, all it says is Ein Kedushin Tefsim the Yavam Alashuk. It doesn't say Ein Kedushin Tefsim Be'ota Isha Shehuver Alamafreya Shehi HaYavama Be'Yavam Alashuk. And yet the way you just explained it, that there's this difference between the one who got the chalitza and the one who didn't get the chalitza. That is based on an assumption that somehow retroactively it changes the nature of the window. Because, I mean, logically the window can't close once it was open unless we're defining it as not the one who was ever muteret. But that has amazing implications in terms of Yavam al-Ashuk. Because it would mean that every Yavam al-Ashuk, we need to wait to see who gets the Yibam or Chalitza before we can go ahead and make a blanket statement. Oh, don't worry about that condition. It's the condition of Yavam al-Ashuk. Mapitom. Maybe a half a year from now it'll turn out that that was the condition that was kosher because it was another woman that ended up getting the Chalitza.
But on the other hand, she could have had a child.
So this is a brilliant question.
And ended up with a monster.
But she also could have been. She could have had wheels and been a trolley car.
Yeah, I mean,
and then she's not mechuyevet in yibum at all.
But she still gets a trolley car.
But
she
still gets around.
Oh, wow, that's good. Wow, that's very good. Wow. All right, you want to stop in the middle? Okay, fine. It's over 20 minutes.